Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, in the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And we're back for episode 4, minute 3 through minute 4.
Yeah, not so easy, is it? Give me shit.
Actually, it is. It is pretty
easy. Well, you know, sometimes it's not.
Well, okay. Maybe you're just bad at it.
Yeah, you're right.
Like you, we start this minute with a sentence from Paul talking about...
Like me.
The cruelty of this world.
Yes. Paul talking to his embryonic sister.
Embryonic sister in his mother's womb.
Very normal thing to do.
This world is beyond cruelty. And then we cut to Paul laying in the sand. He's just kind of... taking a little snooze, or so we think, but it's not really a snooze. He opens his eyes to look at the sky and see the twin moons of Arrakis, the hand of God and Muad'Dib eclipsing the sun. Fun fact.
Okay.
Coming from the Art and Soul of Dune, Volume 2. Heavily sponsored, never heavily referenced, never sponsored. Please sponsor us. No, just kidding. I don't want to deal with the taxes of that.
The Dune Minute Podcast can be bought.
Anyways, this is, minus the second moon, a filming of an actual eclipse that happened.
Oh, cool.
So,
where'd they find the second moon?
They just pulled it out of their ass.
All right.
No. So, I can tell you exactly what time, or a time window, on what date, and where they were. Art and Soul of Dune mentions that this entire sequence was being filmed in Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
It was being filmed on October 25th, 2022. And at about roughly 11 to 11:30 a.m. UTC, this eclipse happens. It's not a complete total eclipse, which actually works out for them for the filming because they were able to add Muad'Dib, the smaller moon, in post.
Oh, cool.
But what you see of the larger moon covering the sun is our moon covering our sun.
No, that's really cool.
Yeah.
That is how fortuitous.
Yeah.
That happened.
So, one of the things, and we'll talk about this a little more tomorrow because there's a little more of the tech involved with the filming of all of this, and I don't want this to be another, you know, 30 plus minute episode this week. But one of the things that Denis wanted was like a sense of disorientation and weirdness. So like being mm-hmm. able to add in this whole like eclipse sequence.
Yeah.
Super fucking cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
And just
I would have bet anything that was just CG, but the fact that it was real, that's really, yeah. really cool.
But yeah, Paul's laying in the sands. He opens his eyes and looks, you know, up at the sky, and we see this eclipse beginning to happen.
Yep. And he is clad in his still suit and hood. He's got his nose plugs in, but not his full mask.
Yep. Art and Soul of Dune makes a point to state that this sequence is happening only about a couple hours after the end of Dune Part 1. So there is not much of a time gap between where we left off
yeah.
with the first movie and where we are here now.
Right. Well, Johnny told us that at the end of the last movie, which said there's more to come, or this is only the beginning.
Sure.
Or whatever. But we've talked a lot this week about timelines and how they're connecting from prior movie to this one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just picking right back up.
Yeah.
Cool. I love it. Speaking of Johnny, Paul turns over and sees her to his right, and she's telling him to be quiet.
Shut the fuck up.
She
doesn't say it. She just does the finger shush over the lips, shushing him.
Yeah. We get another Fremen that runs past them and kind of down the dune, and we see the Jamis to go box still wrapped up.
Yep.
The J2G.
This is RJ, by the way, not DJ.
Yes, RJ2G. and so, yeah, they've not made it back to Seech Tabir yet. and shortly after the end of the last movie. So that's, that was all my notes on that one, on that point, I guess.
Yeah.
Chani takes off, and we see that Jessica is further to the right. So she was to Chani's right.
Chani was between Paul and Jessica.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And she uses the old faithful Atreides battle language to signal to Paul enemy and points above the dune.
Yeah.
Or towards the top of the dune.
And throughout all of this, we're hearing the shadow, or the shadow. We're hearing the shouting of Harkonnen soldiers kind of balking at each other.
Yeah.
A little bit. On the other side of these dunes and everything, and they're doing their typical grunty, Harkonnen kind of talk.
The fuck you just say to me?
Called you a little bitch.
So Chani starts to make her way towards the top of the dune, and John, I have a proposal for you.
Okay.
At this moment.
Yep.
So over the course of this movie, we are going to see a lot of instances where Paul and Jessica and unborn Aaliyah are together.
Yeah.
Now, this is Paul, a baby, and Jessica.
Yeah.
So I would, my proposal is to collectively refer to them as PB&J.
So we have Chal.
We have Chal. Yes.
And PB&J.
PB&J.
Okay.
And J2G.
J2G. Well,
just for a moment. For a moment.
Yeah. We won't have J2G very long.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll come up with others as we go on, but PB&J.
Okay.
It's a lot easier for note taking.
Yep.
And it makes sense.
And it's funny.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Done deal.
Cool. So PB&J. If you hate this... Email the Dune Minute at Gmail, or email Dune Minute at gmail.com and yell at Zach specifically.
I'm fine with it. All right, so PB&J on the dunes. And that's really where the minute ends. Chani runs off towards the top of the dune. And that is really where the minute ends. Anything else like specific for this one? This is a really short one.
There are some Fremen that also begin their retreat with Chani as well.
Yeah.
But Paul's just still kind of laying there like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It
almost looked like they're running towards the rock outcropping that we can kind of see in the background.
Yeah. They're running down off of the dune.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Anything from Art and Soul on this one?
Nope. The Art and Soul stuff I want to get into in tomorrow's episode because it's a bit more relevant there with some of the cinematography and stuff like that. So I think we're going to keep this one pretty short and sweet.
All right, cool. Well, it's nice to get back with the original cast, or the main cast again. We are here with Timmy, Jessica, Baby Aaliyah, PBJ, Chani, another friend.
Yeah, we'll see more of them tomorrow.
Absolutely.
As always, you can find us online. We are on Blue Sky at Dune Minute. You can also email DuneMinute at gmail.com, especially if you're pissed off about PB&J. Let Zach know. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you then.